We are back in session at 11:22. Dr. Cornwall.
Here.
Ms. Remick.
Present.
Dr. Bustillo.
Present.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Ms. Hunter.
Present.
Mr. Clinton.
Here.
And Dr. King.
Here.
Everyone is present.
Okay. So thank you very much for your patience. Now that we're back, is there a discussion that the board would like to have or a motion that they'd like to entertain?
This is Mr. Greer. I'd like to move to approve the consent agreement and
second.
Who seconded?
Mike Clinton.
It's me. Thank you, Mr. Clinton.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second to accept the findings of fact, the conclusions of law, and the order. Is there any discussion?
I would just like to say, this is Peggy Hunter, that I think the civil penalty should be more. This is one of the worst cases I've ever seen while on the board. And I think Mr. Fandry is getting off way too easy.
This is Karen Bustillo. I appreciate the work that everyone has done to come up with a consent agreement for us in lieu of a formal hearing. I just don't feel that there is enough. There's no remediation required. There is no attempt to improve practice that's being presented. I just feel this is woefully inadequate for the number of allegations and the findings of fact.
And I understand that, Dr. Bustillo, that this is a revocation. You know, and that's why it's not in there, because it is a revocation, and I'm sure the board's going to want to see evidence of change before they relicense him, if, you know, if the future board does. But I think that's probably why it's not included, because it's a revocation.
I do realize that, and I guess my feeling is that it's not enough time.
I also agree with Dr. Bustillo. I mean, the things that Mr. Fandry allowed personnel to do to patients is just, to me, unspeakable. To allow a PTA to do evaluations, high volt therapy, manipulation, have acupuncturists, massage therapists bill under physical therapy. This is way too lenient, in my opinion.
I hear those comments, and I understand them, I think. I keep coming back to the fact that he is not going to be a physical therapist. He is not going to, he's no longer going to represent my profession. And that I can live with. I don't want him in my profession. And the fact that he's willing to surrender his license, I'm okay with.
Dr. Cromwell, members of the board, it's Dr. King. I can certainly I understand why there's such discomfort with the findings of fact and the legalities of this particular case, particularly considering the amount of financial gain that Mr. Fandry enjoyed as a result of fraud, you know, lots of billing practices that don't align with our practice act. And I also appreciate that he'll no longer be licensed as a physical therapist. I wish I could trust that he wouldn't in some way or another avenue to practice unlicensed in some way, shape, or form. We live in a country that provides opportunities for four different decisions. And so while I don't, I agree with you, Karen, Peggy and Karen, that I don't believe that this, that the consent agreement fully answers to the egregiousness of this case. I am in agreement with Mr. Greer in that I support accepting it.
And Dr. Cornwell, may I briefly make a comment since I have not had that opportunity?
Go ahead.
Just to be clear, and I certainly don't want to get into the granular level of the fact, but he was a salaried employee. He did not receive any benefit in addition. For whatever the board may believe in relation to benefits, there was no additional benefit due to the fact that he was a salaried employee. So I do have to clarify that, because I think that is not accurate. But again, I share Ms. Baskin's comments overall that, and I think she may have understated the amount of work and the amount of consideration between board staff and and Mr. Fandry and his counsel that did go into attempting to prepare something that could resolve this case. And this is, for all intents and purposes, a revocation at this time. And so he will be out of practice for 3 years. And as Ms. Baskin indicated, the burden does shift when someone is applying to Dr. Fandry to demonstrate to the board that he should be accepted. There's also a barrier to entry in the $10,000 that he would be paying prior to even being able to apply. And so I do think that this does strike that balance. And so I appreciate the comments, but I certainly, you know, did need to reflect upon a comment by Dr. King and make sure that we're clear that there was not a situation where he received additional compensation for any of the allegations here.
Mr. Carey, your client allowed billing fraud. So I don't understand why you're defending him like this, except he's your client. And he put patients in danger when treating them. So I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
And I appreciate that. I don't necessarily agree, Dr. Hunter, with your assertion regarding billing fraud. At the same time, I would again redirect the board to the consent agreement, which I think is significant. I think it provides significant documentation. I think it allows the board also to avoid the time and the cost that would be associated with what I would estimate to be a 3 to 5 day Office of Administrative hearing, followed by multiple appeals up to the Superior Court and Court of Appeals. This is an opportunity for us to attempt to resolve this in a way that allows the board to have documentation, allows the board to have a resolution of a case that has been going on for a significant number of years. And I appreciate that an agreement is not going to capture every item that every party to an agreement wants it to capture, but I do think that this addresses the items that should be addressed for the ability to resolve this case.
Yeah, and I hear all that, and on one hand, I agree with the members who feel that it's insufficient punishment, but I have to say that, you know, his license will be revoked, and he won't be practicing. We are protecting the public, and while it's not in my mind, not a perfect document, it protects the public, and that's what we're here for.
Are there any other comments or questions that the board might have before we call a question on the motion?
And just to remind you, you will need a roll call vote, please.
Yes. Okay, let's call a question then.
So for complaint 1716, Keith Fandry, PT, the motion before you is to accept the consent agreement that Mr. Fandry has signed. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
The motion passes and the consent will be accepted.
I would ask, I'm sorry.
I was just going to thank everyone for being here. So whatever you want to have.
Would you, Ms. Galvin, did you have something to say?
Yes, I would like a motion to vacate the formal hearing in this matter.
I so move.
Second.
The motion before you is to vacate complaint number 1760, Keith Vandry, PT, for formal hearing. Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Remick? Ms. Remick? Yeah. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter? Ms. Hunter?
No.
Ms. Hunter? Thank you. Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Thank you. And then Ms. Baskins, if you could stay with us for a few minutes, we would appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Galvin.
All right, we have one more item under agenda item four, and that's case number 20-.
Dr. Cornwell, do you want to jump to 5A so Ms. Baskin can continue on with her day?
She actually has a life.
I can stay on. I'm fine. Please move through your agenda.
I'd be happy to move forward. It's just okay. So what's your pleasure, Ms. Baskin?
Whatever you want to do, Dr. Cornwell. I have my whole day set out to be at the PT board meeting, so I do not have a problem.
So you might be just a little happy about the last vote. Okay. All right. Then let's handle case 20-04, John Lewis, because it's an initial review. It's been too long.
Okay. Ms. Richardson?
Yes, thank you. Complaint 20-04 was opened following a patient complaint. Patient RW alleged that Mr. Lewis caused injury to his sympathetic nerve as a result of physical therapy treatment he received in December of 2018. And I do understand that Mr. Lewis is or was present, but he had indicated to me that he had planned to just listen to the proceeding, but you may want to check in with him. This case is for your review.
And if I could interrupt, Dr. King, if you don't mind putting your mic on mute, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Lewis,
Mr. Lewis?
I am here.
Okay. This is an initial review. So is there anything you'd like to say at this point?
I believe that it's going to be covered in what she's going to present to Ms. Richardson. I believe that my error is more in billing than treatment, and I've worked towards correcting that, and I'm already starting continuing education. Other than that, I'll just listen.
Okay. All right. So we may have questions for you. So hopefully, since you're here, you might be willing to answer them.
That's fine. I'm here.
Okay. All right, board members. What information do you feel like you need in order to move this case forward?
Mr. Lewis, it's Dr. King. I'd like to hear Dr. Lewis. Quick question. I was reading the your response to the investigation, and you noted that you used direct access as far as making the determination to treat a different part of the patient's body than he was initially referred to you for. I did not see, but perhaps I missed. Can you let me know if under the direct access and the patient complaint of neck pain, did you do a full evaluation prior to intervention?
Yeah, so it was standards and practices at that when I worked for that company to do a quote unquote consultation with a patient if it's a body part that's not related to their specific injury. So, and again, I'm going off the notes because I didn't write down the consultation anywhere, and based on what the patient had stated. So I would have done a consultation, and in a consultation, I would have done a formal evaluation, just wouldn't written down. I would have written down my assessment, which was, according to the patient, a first rib out of place.
And so are you saying that you feel like you did an adequate and full evaluation of the patient's neck and upper body prior to any intervention to that part of the body?
I would have, yes.
This is Karen Bustillo. Do you have an explanation at all as to why you feel like the patient's phrenic nerve was injured?
I don't. I was not aware of any of this until I received the letter from the board. It's 2 years after the treatment that I received any information that this existed. And again, I'm going on what he had written, that I had told him that a first rib was out of place. And I would not have, and based on that, I researched as much as I could anything about the phrenic nerve. Beyond the obvious, right? If you sever the spinal nerves at that level. So everything I read said that you'd still have to manipulate the C345 area, which I would not have done with the first rib, and you would have had to do some sort of massive stretching of the area. And I found, and it's neither one of those are practices that I perform, especially for first rib. And that's why I included in my initial statement what I typically do for a rib mobilization.
And you don't recall a fall or an injury to his head or neck that he reported to you?
No, according to the, again, just going over note review, he had complained that he had slept on his neck wrong a few days before his progress note day when I would have done his consultation / evaluation on his neck. And I have no other record of any falls, any specific injuries, no.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Other questions? Discussion? Motion? Moving along, let me just make a motion that we dismiss.
Second.
I take no action.
Second. Oh, no, it's a dismiss.
Yeah.
Is it an, okay. So dismiss.
I'm sorry. Who was the second?
Bustillo.
Thank you, Karen.
So we have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion about the motion? All right, everybody ready for the question?
Complaint 2004, Mr. John Lewis, PT. The motion before you is to dismiss. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
No.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Motion passes. The case will be dismissed.
All right. Thank you very much for coming and participating. All right, let's move on to item five.
I apologize. This is John Lewis. May I ask one question really quickly? And I appreciate your time.
Go ahead.
In one of the earlier informal ones, you had mentioned that the gentleman had you had requested that he find an Arizona-based continuing ed for documentation. I do feel my documentation was lacking in this regard, obviously. Is there a way that I can get that information from you as well? Not to that.
If you contact me via Mr. Lewis, this is Executive Director Dr. Donahue. If you would email me that, I can send you the information.
Okay, thank you so much. And thank you. Thank you, time for the board.
Okay. All right. That's kind of unusual for somebody to ask to do continuing ed when you dismissed the case. Awesome. So
that's really good.
To him, huh? All right. So, Mona, are you still here?
That's beautiful.
I am present.
Oh, good.
Love it.
All right. Well, we have a plaque. You can see Karen Donahue's holding the plaque up. See how beautiful that is? Yeah. You can put it with all your other plaques on your wall. And hopefully it'll remind you of what you did for us, because we're very, very grateful for what you did. We appreciate the time and effort that you put in. I know that you spent a great deal of time anytime we had a formal hearing, that you took it very seriously, and that you spent a large number of hours, and not only is it significant, but I really appreciate that, because I knew that you were going to be thorough and that you were going to give us all the information we needed. So thank you very much. I also appreciate the fact that you were patient with us and with me, and that sometimes we forgot protocol or procedure, and you were able to correct us without making us feel too bad. So thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're going to ruin my reputation because I'm getting a little wilty at this time, but I just want to tell you all, Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, with great sincerity, that I thank you all for the privilege of representing this board and the state of Arizona before you, and that when I think of my time before the board, there's just two words that come into mind, and one is commitment by all of the board members, the commitment to follow the laws of the state of Arizona, to consider every case, every matter, with respect and due consideration, and really excellence in the performance of your duties. So. I thank you for everything that you extended to me, and for making me, giving me really this privilege. And also, I have to recognize the outstanding staff led by Dr. Donahue, and we have Miss Crowley, Miss Cardoza, and I had a very short time with Miss Cepheus, and of course, Miss Mindy Richardson in all of her wonderful investigations. So I hope that maybe this summer I could come back and see you all in person and shake your hands and thank you. But anyway, the best part and the ending to my remarks are that you have the wise and very calm Mark Harris to currently represent you. So I wish you all happy holidays, and thank you. Thank you very kindly. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mona.
Mona.
Okay. Right. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Mona. Okay, I will sign off now. Thank you.
Thank you for everything. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We have just some board business. Any other, Karen, you want to make any comments about the reports or anything?
Nope, we just give you the updated on the people licensed. And again, wow, I apologize. Last week was obviously not my best week because the numbers you have before you are actually the November numbers, not the October numbers. I promise you it will be more accurate next meeting. So that's the licensees. We just moved one more provisional yesterday to active status. So now we're down to 24. And I know that all the staff wish you all a very happy holiday time here in the next few weeks if you're not already engaged.
Yeah.
I have one question, Karen. The financials were not attached. Can you send me them?
When I get them, I don't have them. So okay. They did, there's been a lot of change. Yeah, there's been a lot of change in that office, and so we're not receiving them on a regular basis like I would be so hopeful for. But I will request them, and when I receive them, I'll send them to all of you so that you can review them. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I make a motion that we adjourn for the holidays. See you in January.
Second.
Ooh. All right. We need to do a roll call.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn, Dr. Cornwall.
Yes.
Ms. Remick.
Yes, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Dr. Bastillo.
Yes, happy holidays.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Ms. Hunter.
Yes, happy holidays, everyone.
Mr. Clinton.
Yes, and happy holidays, everyone.
And Dr. King.
Yes, and so long, 2020.
Yeah, see you later, 2020. Yeah. And I hope you all are safe and sound until that point. Until we meet again.
I wish everybody happiness and health. And so see you in January.
See ya.
Likewise.
Bye. Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Everyone have great holidays.
Yep.
Can we stop recording?
Yes.
Let me see.
Can we?
Yeah, because can't stop recording.